John chapter 17, we'll get into our lesson, but then we'll get into our prayer list. Sometimes it's good to read a scripture and kind of you're meditating on it, and while you're chewing on that, we get back to it. Sometimes it's just hard to race into a scripture and kind of get the full meaning of it. So, John chapter 17. Who can tell me what this is? This is Jesus' intercessory prayer for us. It's pretty neat. And that, Brother Fields, that thought you thought where even though he rose from the grave and was dead and rose from the grave, when we met him, we were dead and we rose from the grave. We've had life since that day I met him. He put life. Before that, I was a dead man, walking dead man. That's good. I truly enjoyed that. John chapter 17. Everybody with me? Let's read together here. John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I have with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them. And know surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. I'm glad I'm one of the them crowd there. That just tickles me to death. I'm part of the them. I pray for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word. Now listen, this is it. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Listen, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What have I been teaching on? Who can tell me? Walking in the light of God's word, which thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And there we have Jesus. His very prayer was that we be sanctified through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know why it's hard to stay in the Bible and stay faithful to it and faithful to it? Because the devil don't want you there. That's how we get our daily cleansing, our daily walking, our daily feeding from God to help us be. It don't take us long to stray. It don't take me long for my mind to be mud or mush. Or thinking things I shouldn't be thinking. It don't take long. So we need all the sanctifying of all the washing of this word we can possibly get in our lives. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them. That's us. He sent you. He sent you. Sent me. Everywhere we go. And for thy sakes I sanctify myself, that they all might be sanctified through the truth. The truth. The truth of God's Word. We have nothing else in this world here. We have Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father for us, making intercession. We have the Holy Spirit of God inside. And then our very medium we have between us and God for us, for Him to speak to us, is right here. The very Word of God. Kind of makes us look at the Bible differently, I hope. That's why that's my whole desire. You look at God's Word as the breath of God, is the bread of God, is the water of God. It is everything we need. Now let's take our prayer list and we'll get back into this. Amen. Well, we've covered a lot of ground where we started from to things of the light of God, all the way to where last week if we treated our Bibles like our cell phones. I even got convicted. I left the house and got in the car and I didn't have my Bible with me. So I went back and got it, planted it on the dashboard. Did I get a chance to read it? No, but it was there. If I got a chance to read it, I'd have popped it open and read it. And then Brother Kevin and Miss Sharon went for a walk and I went out and walking and realized we could have been listening to the Bible. And that's good. I mean, that's good that we're drawn to realize we have time. Little spots here and there. Because the more you let light in, what happens? Darkness must flee. You turn all the lights out and it's pitch black. You can't see your hand in front of your face. Now, I want you to do something. Now, everybody, shut your eyes. Shut your eyes good and tight. Now, you're hearing my voice. You're hearing my voice. Keep your eyes shut. Listen. You can't see nothing. Now, open them up. Now, all the light comes in, darkness flees. God's Word works exactly the same way in our lives. If we could take more time and allow God... Now, is it magic? No. No, it's not magic. It's a holy book written by God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed this book into existence. You say man wrote. Well, man, they jotted it down, but God breathed in each one as they was writing. You think David in Psalm 22 understood that he was writing about a crucifixion when it was, what, 750 more years later on or 1700 years later on? They didn't even know what a crucifixion was, but there he's jotting it down word for word. They pierced my hands and feet, my tongue cleaved, and he starts writing things. He didn't know what he's writing, but he wrote it because he was inspired by God. God's seen it in the future. So as you think of those things, God help us to get serious about the Word of God. Now we turn to John chapter 17 and why I went there. And we read through the full chapter. Let's go back into 15 and read through them last precious verses again. I have given them thy word. You know, he was talking in particulars there, but we're one of them particulars right now that we receive his word. Ain't that something? We're one of them particulars. We have his word. And the world hateth them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You know what? You don't fit. You know why you don't fit in this world? Because you're not of this world. You don't belong here. And as long as you get in God's Word and be what God wants you to be, you're going to get, man, I just don't fit. I just don't fit. You're a square peg trying to fit in a round hole. Now, if you fit in that round hole, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. If you're fitting in and you're okay with the world and just, hey, man, I don't have no problem with the world, maybe there's a problem with you. I'd be checking up. Because if you're fitting and everything's all right, now, light can't have presence in darkness. So if you have light in you and the light of God's inside of you, and you're fitting in this world, you got problems. you're okay with it, then I'd be saying, Lord, I'd be finding out what's wrong. I really would. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. The evil. Ain't that something? That's our enemy. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Ain't that something? As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them in the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might sanctify through the truth. Boy, ain't that something? So we're sanctified through the truth of God's word. The more we hear it, the more we think right. The more I'm confronted with truth, the more I have to deal with what God says. The more I gotta deal with what God says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he might direct thy path. Huh? What does it say? I like when God shall do something, sure sounds better than he might do something. If God shall do something, you ain't gonna stop him. Ain't that good? So, let's look at this. And we went back. I had seven words I looked up. One of them particularly I want to point out. It was talking about the way as a road, as trodden, figuratively a course of life or mode. What was Jesus talking about of sanctifying them through thy truth? It wasn't talking about another motion of grace in our life. It's talking about a way of life. We're sanctified daily. As Paul says, I die daily. You know why I get in God's Word? So I die for that moment. My flesh soon have eggs and biscuits and gravy and maybe some ham on the side, and I just soon eat that first. And maybe a cup of coffee with it. Everybody with me there? All right. Instead of dying first and saying, God, give me something from thy word. We've heard pastors say it over and over again that we're kind of like a bipolar people. I got two of me inside. One of them wants to do right, and one of them just can't stand right as far as he can stand. He just can't stand to do right. Anybody like that? Yeah, you got part of you that just, man, I just have trouble with that. I wrestle. You got that one thing in your life, and the more you try to conquer it, the more you try to wrestle it down, the more you die to yourself and get to God's Word. When you're realizing, hey, we could have listened to God's Word today. We could have listened to God. We could have let God fill our minds with right things. And when light comes in, darkness must flee. Let's look at another one here in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look at this one too. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look down here in verse 26. Listen to what it says here. Chapter 5, Ephesians, verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Ain't that something? So we see by these scriptures that there again, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto our path. Oh my goodness, to get a hold of this, to let it get inside us. Get it to where it bothers you to say, hey, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of wrestling me. I'm gonna wrestle me and I'm gonna win and I'm gonna read God's word every day. Who's made their mind up to do that? I see some nodding heads. You've made your mind up. Is it a long time ago? Maybe some a long time ago. And maybe you say, I'm going to commit to more. I'm going to die more to myself and allow God to speak more to me and through me. This is where that scripture comes in, where when Brother Fields was talking about Jesus died, but yet He rose from the dead. Now look real quick at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. We got about 6 minutes here. We'll chew on this. So we're sanctified through Thy Word to them, and God wants to sanctify us through the truth. And what do you say? The truth's to set you free. And then we have Ephesians that we sanctified through the Word of God. In other words, that evil be out of our lives. It eschew evil. Then in chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick. Now we've heard this. Now let's slow it down. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing sunder of soul and spirit. And of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, it's amazing to think, just reading a book, when it does the piercing, it knows the intents of my heart. That's a powerful book. That's the most powerful book you can find. What got you saved? What did you do? You heard you was lost. You heard somebody paid the price for you. You heard you was lost and on your way to hell, and it scared you to death. And I was going there. I was one of them. I said, man, I was ready to slip in, and I knew it. And God give me a free pardon if I just took it. So I took it. I grabbed a hold of it, clung onto that thing, and sunk down and hugged it up, and I said, praise God, I got the truth. And something happened within inside me. Now comes God's job. Now if God come in, He's going to clean you up. Time to clean house. So the Word of God is quick and powerful. Let's look at these words. This word quick, literally or figuratively, means life or lifetime. It's alive. This book is alive. You know, this is the only book that I've ever... I can read all the other books, but this is the only book where I can read with just a little bit of light. And it seems like there's something on the pages lit up. I don't know what. You can say what you want, but there's like a supernatural effect. But when I'm hungry, I say, God, I need something from Your Word. I look and it's like, it's radiant speaking to me. It's jumping off the pages, and I get to a spot and God says, that's you. And usually don't take me long. I'm everywhere in this book. God does the skinning real quick, and like I said, it don't take me long to find somewhere in me that I need, and I need it all. Do you feel like you need it all the time? Oh my goodness. I need it every day. Help me, Lord. So, the Word is quick, so it's alive, powerful, sharper, it means to cut as in a single stroke. You know, sometimes reading the Word of God, it even though it is a lamp to our feet and it brings light, there's things in our life that it cuts. Oh, shoot, Lord. I thought I was doing good. When I first got saved and started tithing, man, I was doing wonderful. Man, I was tithing, I was giving. I give that tenth, I give that tenth, give that tenth. Boy, ain't I spiritual? Man, I was so spiritual, I was giving my tenth. I was doing so good. God said, you ain't gave yet. Well, I'm doing good. I was doing wonderful giving my tenth. I'm spiritual. I'm so mature. No, you ain't give yet. I said, what do you mean I ain't give? He said, you robbed God in tithes and offerings. I said, oh my goodness. I mean, I ain't given an offering yet out of my heart yet. I thought the tenth was what he wanted. Tenth was the big thing everyone talks about. I said, no, I ain't give up. That belongs to God. Wouldn't that be something if he'd have wanted the 90 and leave us with the 10th? Woo-wee! Wouldn't that be a tough one? No, so, dozen times it went, shoo, that word of God, it cut, and I went, oh, okay, I get the picture. I get it. So we got to give above that 10th. That's the one time it cut. Sharper than a two-edged sword piercing. Now listen to this. That pierce means to reach through, to penetrate. You know, I can come up with a lot of good things to say, and some of them people make sense of, but boy, there ain't nothing that cuts through better than just what God has said. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. How much more potent can you get than that? Or than thy word is a lamp unto our feet, and light unto our path. What more potent can you get in that? That just does the job. To dividing means a separation. That's what it's doing. That twofold part inside of us, that the one that wants to do wrong, one that wants to do right, that bipolar problem that us Christians seem to have. That's what it's doing. It's dividing. It's trying to just weed off that old Roger. Get rid of him. It's what the Word's trying to do. Is weed off the old you. Bring in the new you. Dividing a soul and spirit. You know, the joints. This means as a body, this particular of union. So as part of, and then the marrow just literally means marrow on the bone, and then that word discerner, I only find that word once in the whole New Testament, decisive, critical, discriminative discerner. You know God's critical when he comes to look down, because you know what he sees? The only righteousness I have is the blood of Jesus Christ. But it brings light to every part of my body that's unclean, unright. It exposes it. It brings it out in the open to where I see it and say, oh Lord, that's ugly. I shouldn't have that. I shouldn't have that type of thing. I shouldn't have that type of feelings. I shouldn't be thinking. I shouldn't be coveting this. I shouldn't be being mad about that. And the more you're in God's Word, the more you see that, the more you try to weed those things away. That's what the light of God's Word It exposes things in our life to help see. Someone says, well, I wonder what God thinks about that. You find it real easy. Here's the mind of God. I'm holding it from Genesis to Revelation. He's giving us all we need to know is right here. You say, well, I need to know more. Well, let's read more. Let's read thy word is what? Lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. How are we going to see if we're not in? Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love you. Thank you for his time. Oh God, take thy word. Write it on the table of our hearts. Write it in our minds forever that we never forget it. Oh, to receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to see who we are in thy presence. Oh, God, help us. Bless the service to come. Have thy will and way in everything. Lord, we love you and thank you and praise you for your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.